Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jermier. How may I help you?
I've not been doing that.
Well, not on the other one.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jermier. How may I help you?
Jermier, this is Linda Moser at 828-464-8408. And I have a charge on my bank statement for $7.95, and I want to know what kind of company do you represent? Or
we are a third party call center, and we service online vendors, so we service anybody who sell anything online. So you may be calling to any one of those. So in order for me to pull up an account, could you provide me with your zip code, please?
28658.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And that first and last name, ma'am?
Linda Moser.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, so I found an account. I have not yet opened it, but it looks like here this account is canceled.
The account is canceled?
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever it is?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, it is canceled.
But it came out of my checking account.
Give me one second. Let me actually open the account.
I'm balancing my checking account now. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found it.
Okay, ma'am. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
1309 Oak Hill Drive, Newton, North Carolina, 28658.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That is the address that we have on file. And it looks like here, back on February 23rd, you ordered a phone, maybe been an iPhone, that you paid the shipping and handling for $7.95.
No, I haven't done that. No, I sure haven't.
One second.
It's $7.95.
Okay, ma'am. I see here that you called in on February the 25th to have your address change.
Address change? No, honey. That was not me. That was not me.
It says here that on the 25th, you called in to update the address. And then that was also the day you got this account canceled.
I have no idea.
It looks like here at first the account was for the address. It just had 1309. And so on the 25th, again, it said that, you say you didn't call in. Someone called in, changed the address from 1309. To 1309 Oak Hill Drive on the 25th, and that was also the same day this account got canceled.
Okay, that 1309 Oak Hill Drive is my address, but I did not do that.
Again, we are a third-party call center, so we just...
I haven't received any in the mail.
Yes, ma'am, this order got placed on the 23rd and got canceled on the 25th. And since it got canceled on the 25th, I know it takes us around 2 to 3 days to receive the tracking information. And if the account get canceled before then nothing, it won't get shipped or anything. But that charge, it says here, was for an iPhone exclusive offer.
See, I have my own iPhone that I paid a couple hundred dollars for.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Actually, it says, do you know anyone by the name of Todd?
My son.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So actually, it was him who called in first to change the address from 1309 to 1309 Oak Hill Drive. And also, he was the one that got this account canceled.
Okay, so, well, how will I get my credit on my bank statement?
So, actually, ma'am, that is a non-refundable charge because that was for the shipping and handling of that. And so that
well,
money
I've never
actually...
anything.
Yes, ma'am. So, if your son wouldn't have canceled the account, you would have received that. And so, since he canceled it, it stopped that process.
Yeah, but where am I going to get my $7.95 back?
To be honest, ma'am, I may not be able to refund that. Again, this account is canceled. One second.
Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't have ordered. Oh, you mean he's already dead, don't I?
Okay, ma'am, actually, let me get my supervisor over here and see if there is anything we can do. But again, this account is canceled, and that was for the shipping and handling of that product. So I'm not sure if we'll be able to refund that. I'm just going to get my supervisor over here to confirm whether I can or not. Give me one second.
Okay. I'm talking on the phone.
Okay, ma'am. So, as I stated before, we actually won't be able to refund that. That is a valid charge. Again, everything that you are paying for was in their terms and conditions before placing that order. And again, we only go by what we have on file on this account. And again, your son called on the 25th to get this account canceled. He may could have gotten a refund if he would have asked before he got the account canceled, but it don't look like he did.
Huh. I don't know. My son lives 4 hours from me. I couldn't tell you.
Yes, ma'am. But,
I know it's not my... I didn't order anything like that.
So, maybe it was your son trying to order you a gift or something. I'm not sure.
No, he wouldn't have been ordering me a gift.
It says here that...
On my checking account, he's got 3 times more money than I got.
Yes, ma'am. Again, it says here that he called. And I got his name from the notes that the previous agent left. It says here that Todd called in regarding those charges. He first updated the address, and then the agent explained those charges in the terms and conditions to him, but he wanted to cancel, and he also got that cancellation number as well.
Okay, well, I don't know what else I can do, but I didn't get the money, and I'll certainly talk to him about it to see if I got a credit, but I haven't got a credit or anything.
So, no, ma'am, there was no... there was no refund issued.
Well, and see, I'm not pleased with that.
And I do apologize, but
that does not seem very professional as far as your company or whatever.
Yes, now, and again, we only go by what we have on the account. And so you're telling me that you didn't order this, but
no,
it has all your information on it as well. On the account, it looks like you ordered it.
Well, I did not order it.
Yeah. But again, this account was canceled. It was canceled by your son.
Okay, but the seven, I'll not get the money back.
Unfortunately, no, ma'am.
Okay, then where is my whatever that was that he ordered? Where is that?
The iPhone? I'm not sure.
The item I'm being charged for.
Yes, ma'am. So
that I did not make.
Yes, ma'am. So again, since he canceled the account, before we could receive that tracking information, we don't have a tracking number for it.
So I don't get any kind of whatever. What was that he ordered?
It said it was an iPhone. And again, I'm not sure if he ordered it, but from this account, it says that you ordered it.
I didn't order it, and I know good and well he didn't order it. My God, he makes more money than I make.
Well, somehow he knew about these charges and got this account canceled for you.
But he didn't get it, the debit card canceled.
No, ma'am.
Well, that's awful. That is poor business. You know what? That's no way to run a business.
I do apologize about that, ma'am. But again, If you do that all the time,
you're going to end up on poor business.
Well, no, ma'am. So we actually can refund the customer's account, but it's just in this particular instance since, okay, so it was for the shipping and handling, and that item would have got shipped out to you, and we would have had that information if your son didn't cancel the account before we could get that information. And that money goes straight to the United States Postal Service.
Well, let me tell you, my son is on my account, but he would not have done that without saying something to me, and he never told me.
Yes,
what kind of company are you?
Well, we are a customer service call center, ma'am. We only handle...
For what company?
It looks like here, the company you're calling in regards in, that we... give me 1 second. It will be for the basic discount goods.
I have no idea what that is. My son is 53 years old, and he makes three times the money I've got.
Yes, ma'am.
So he would not have any reason to have charged that to my account.
And again, ma'am, I do apologize about this inconvenience. But
you haven't explained to me why you can't refund my money.
Well, I explained to you that it is a valid charge, and that's due to the terms and conditions on it.
But he did not do that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, ma'am.
Ma'am,
I'm not saying that he did it. On the account, it says you did it.
I did not do it.
Well, ma'am, so again,
no reason.
Again, ma'am, so on this account, it has all your information in. So again, I don't know who made this purchase, but on this account, it says you. It has your name on here. It has the last four of the card on here is 4125. We can't have the full number due to fraud. We don't want to get the full customer's credit card information, so we only have the last four. Again, that is 4125. Let me see. There is also an email address on here, and that is lbmoser@charternet.
Yep.
charter.net.
That's me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, so again, on this account, it looks like you were the one ordering it. So even if you were to like go to the bank and dispute those charges, what the bank is going to contact us, and we're going to send them all the information that we have on this account, and all the information shows that you ordered this product, ma'am. And in those terms and condition, when this product got ordered, it stated in the very top, it stated that the buyer and the seller are legally bound to this document upon completion of the order.
Well, I did not do that, but I will definitely ask him if he did it. But he has no reason to do it. Like I say, he's got more money than I got.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, he's 50-some old himself.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not sure how this account got created. I do know we get these accounts from online surveys, contest entries, and sweepstakes entries.
Oh, God.
And it could have been. I know most customers receive those from their local phone provider. It can be from a local Walmart, Home Depot, CVS, any one of those providers. I know they usually send out the surveys and sweepstakes entries as well.
Well, I don't know, but this aggravates me. It really does, because I did not do this. And I don't think he would have done it without saying something to me, because he's my power of attorney.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, he may have seen that charge on here, called it. I'm not sure what all, when he called on the 25th, what all was discussed, besides the notes that I have here that states that he called in, changed the address, and got this account canceled for you. I'm not sure what all they talked about.
Well, he didn't get the shipment came, and I'm still charged $7.95. What's the name of the company?
Well, I have their website name in there. If you were to go on their website, it should be like a support email or number you can call. But their website name is called Basic. That is B as in Bravo, A S as in Sam, I C as in Cat. Discount, D as in dog, ISCOUNT, goods, that is G as in golf, OODS.com.
Okay, now tell me that again. What's the name of this company?
Basic Discount Goods.com.
Good Lord. Well, I have no idea. But I'm going to call and ask him about it, and he'll probably raise Cain too. But he looks after my checking account.
Yes, ma'am.
Because he's the only child, and I'm 75 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
And he takes care of it. So, but he would never charge that on my account without telling me or something.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, this account has been canceled. Is that all I can do for you today, ma'am?
I'm not worried about it being canceled. I want to know where my $7.95 is. I mean, how you could charge me for that whenever I don't have a clue what it is.
So again, it was for an iPhone that got ordered on this account, and the item would have got shipped, and I know, again, it takes us approximately between 48 hours and 72 hours to get that information from the post office. It looks like here your son called on the 25th, which is 48 hours after that. And so it may have been shipped. I know it usually takes 5 to 7 business days to arrive. So it could have shipped out. I'm not sure because the account is canceled and it doesn't get updated. And is there anything else I can do for you today, Mel? Hello, ma'am. Are you there? Ma'am, are you there? Disconnecting due to non-response.